You must go through a period of sorting out. Now, sorting out, this is always somewhat difficult. Interesting. First it said that it's somewhat painful, then it says it's somewhat difficult. Pretty much it's described my past. Okay. says this period of sorting out is always somewhat difficult because having learned that the changes in your life are always helpful, you must now decide all things on the basis of whether all things increase the helpfulness or hamper it. What does that mean? Well, it means you will find that many, if not most of the things you valued before, will merely hinder your ability to transfer what you've learned to new situations as they arise. Why? Well, because you have valued what is really valueless. So you won't generalize the lesson for fear of loss and sacrifice. What does that mean? Well, it means it takes great learning to understand that all things, events, encounters, and circumstances are helpful. It's only to the extent to which they are helpful that any degree of reality should be accorded them in this world of illusion. The word value can apply to nothing else. Well, the third stage through which you must go can be called a period of relinquishment. If the period of relinquishment is interpreted as giving up the desirable, then the period of relinquishment will engender enormous conflict. Guess what? Few teachers of God escape this distress entirely. So let's go back there just for a second. It doesn't have to be painful, but it usually is. The period of sorting out doesn't have to be difficult, but it's somewhat difficult to us. And then the next one, it says, giving up the desirable is what we think the period of relinquishment is, and so that engenders enormous conflict, and few of us escape this distress entirely. There is, however, no point in sorting out the valuable from the valueless unless the next obvious step is taken. Therefore, the period of overlap is apt to be a period in which you feel called upon to sacrifice your own best interest on behalf of truth. You haven't realized as yet how totally impossible such a demand would be for you to sacrifice your own best interest on behalf of the truth. You can learn this only as you actually do give up the valueless. And through giving up the valueless, you learn that where you anticipated grief, you find a happy lightheartedness instead. You're going to find that where you thought something was asked of you, you will find a gift bestowed on you. Now comes a period of settling down. What is that? Well, it's a quiet time in which you rest a while in reasonable peace. Now you consolidate your learning. What does it mean to consolidate your learning? Well, it means now you begin to see the transfer value of what you've learned, and its potential is literally staggering. And you are now at the point in your progress at which you see in it your whole way out. Your whole way out is give up what you do not want and keep what you do. I know that's tough. I'll say that one more time. You give up what you want to, and you keep what you don't want to give up. That's how you end the idea of sacrifice. How simple is the obvious? And how easy to do? The teacher of God, the teacher of love, needs this period of respite. You have not yet come as far as you think. You haven't come as far as you think yet. Yet when you're ready to go on, you go on with mighty companions beside you.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
We're ready. All right.
Now you rest a while and you gather your mighty companions before going on. You will not go on from here alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
The next stage, right after the settling down, is a period of unsettling. Settle down, then you unsettle. Okay, all right?
This is your
Well, yeah, it's funny when you hear it right. Now, what does that mean? Don't forget to ask, what does that mean? Well, now must you, the teacher of love, understand what? That you did not really know what was valuable. Yes, what you say, I heard, hold it. That's all right. That's okay. That's good. That's a good sign. All that you've really learned so far was that you did not want the valueless, which means you just know you want the valuable, yet your own sorting out was meaningless in teaching you the difference. You don't really know what's valuable, and you found out you don't really know what's valueless. Why? Well, the idea of sacrifice is so central to your own thought system, it has made it impossible for you to judge what's valuable and what's valueless. In other words, you thought you learned willingness. You've been studying, and you thought you learned willingness, but by this stage, you see that you don't know what the willingness is for. I'm willing,
but what?
I don't really know what my willingness is for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I don't really know what's valuable and what's valueless. So I don't really know what my willingness is for. Now, you must attain a state that may remain impossible to reach. For a long time. Do you know what that state is?
Yeah.
You must learn to lay all judgment aside. Everybody groan, man. We love to judge. Don't you take my judgment. How else can I be special? How else can I be better then if I don't judge? I got to judge now. You know, this is tough. I got to judge. You know. Just take a breath. I know it's hard. Come on. You must learn to lay all judgment aside and ask only for what you really want in every circumstance, where not each step in this direction so heavily reinforced, it would be hard indeed.
Yeah.
So the last stage, finally, there is a period of achievement. Now, what is the period of achievement? The period of achievement is, it is here that learning is consolidated. Now, what does that mean? Well, now, what was seen as merely shadows before become solid gains to be counted on in all so-called emergencies as well as tranquil times. Indeed, the tranquility is their result. Tranquility is the outcome of what? Honest learning, consistency of thought, and full transfer produces tranquility. Tranquility is the stage of real peace, because when you have real peace, this is heaven's state fully reflected. So from real peace, from here, the way to heaven, which the Course describes as perfect joy, the way to perfect joy is open and easy when you have achieved real peace, which comes from honest learning, consistency of thought, full transfer, and it produces tranquility. That's the period of achievement. In fact, heaven is here. I mean, who would go anywhere if peace of mind is already complete? And who would seek to change tranquility for something more desirable? I mean, what's more desirable than tranquility? Real peace. Okay, now, that's development of trust. So let's go back and let's play with it. Okay, when you say you want to develop trust, if you want to go to the first stage, it's going to look like some things are being taken away. But they're not really being taken away. It's just that they're not as valuable to you as it used to be. That's because you're beginning to see things in a different light. So your desires have changed and you want something different from what you used to have. Since you're not focusing on that anymore, it looks like it's being